I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Oh my gosh, who is Omarosa? Omarosa. Is this somehow related to Barbarossa? I cannot believe it. How many people leave the White House? Oh, by the way, this is Bob Sherwood with webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, coming to you from the heart of America with a brief 5 or 6 minute, let's all be adults, opinion on what's going on with Omarosa. First, she should be writing Trump a letter. Dear Mr. Trump, thank you very much for making me a wealthy woman. Because he did. He is. And she is capitalizing on that. And the mainstream media love it. And oh, by the way, her book isn't even out yet. But I'll bet she got a nice 6 or 7 figure income, you know, front end advance to write it. And it's nothing because of anything she did. It's what Trump did. I think she just needs to grow up. Have you ever been fired from a job, any job, or had somebody fire you? Well, let me give you my experience, which is actually comprehensive. But years ago, I left a company that was doing $200 million a year to join a company that was doing $2 million a year. I went from Connecticut to California. So I went from a very large company to a tiny little company in Brisbane, California. The company didn't even compete with the company I left. But guess what? I got a letter from Roland Brown, who was the president of DeRolliver at the time, and I never forget the letter. It threatened me and intimidated me. I was leaving with confidential information about DeRolliver's business. I should be ashamed of myself for joining another company based on the training that DeRolliver had given me. It was a 2-page letter, and it was definitely threatening and definitely said, hey, if you give away confidential information, we're going to sue you. But first, I didn't know what confidential information I had, because the letter never stated what confidential information I had. As far as I could see, I didn't have any. Everything I did was in the public venue, but I got the letter anyway. And to make matters worse, the president of DeRolliver sent a letter to the president of this tiny company I joined and said, you need to watch out for Bob Sherwood because he has confidential information. And if you put him in a position where he can use that confidential information, we're going to sue you. Now remember, DeRolliver was a $200 million a year company. The company I joined, which in those days was named BSP, Boy Sam Paul, had 28 employees and did $2 million a year. Tiny company in Brisbane, California. But I left the company. They sent me intimidating letters, and I learned later that was standard operating procedure. My letter was a template. Everybody that left DeRolliver got a copy of the same letter. Maybe a word or two changed, but it was a template. Later, when I gave seminars on human relations, I learned that there's whole books on the subject, how to do exit interviews, how to intimidate the employees so they don't give away confidential information. Yes, that's what corporations do. Are they threats? Well, sure, they're threats, but they're really just facts. They're just saying, hey, you have confidential information. If you use it, we have the right to sue you, and we will. So when Kelly, who fired Omarosa, and Omarosa has these recordings, and I saw an article this morning about how the recording said, it was a written, you know, explanation of the recording. And now Kelly said something to Omarosa about her obligations, confidentiality, and things of that nature. She said, are you threatening me? I don't remember what he said, but the response would have been, well, sure. I'm telling you your rights. I'm telling you our rights. We've given you information. Some of it may have been secret. If you give it out, we have the right to sue you. Do you call that a threat? I call it just a fact of life. You got fired for whatever reason. You're being terminated, and we're advising you of your rights. You got time to research this, then Google the term exit interview. Corporations have got the exit interview down to a science. Very often it masquerades as, we need to talk to you about why you're leaving the company. Are you unhappy here? Then it goes on to explore agreements that you've entered into, confidentiality agreements, non-disclosure agreements, employee agreements, stock option agreements, oral agreements, verbal agreements, seminars you attended, documents that you may have in your possession. Yes, it can get pretty, pretty awesome. There was even an episode of The Office when they fired Michael. You know, Michael Scott, when he went on to do his Michael Scott paper company. And they brought in the security officer to walk him out the door. He couldn't take any papers with him. I've been there. When I left Dor Oliver, I could not take one item with me the day that I left the company. In fact, I had some personal items on my desk. And the company security officer told me, you cannot take those with you. But if you come back after closing time, 5 p.m., we'll let you in and you can come get your personal articles that we will oversee to make sure that you only take personal articles. Now, today, of course, it's a lot different. By the time you leave a company, you've already probably, you know, emailed yourself every important file you had, a list of clients and things of that nature. And of course, some of those things were illegal, but digitally speaking, it's much easier now to leave with information than it was 30 or 40 years ago. Yes, and I've had to fire people. I'm going through the same thing. Everybody gets annoyed when they're fired. I fired a vice president one time, and I thought he was going to hit me during the firing process. And it is intimidating, and it's a horrible experience because calling in security to walk somebody out the door is embarrassing to that person. And it makes the person that's doing it, in this case me, feeling awkward about doing it. But by the way, you have an obligation to whom? Not to the fired employee. You have an obligation to your shareholders, to your stakeholders, to protect your company's secrets. So I was not surprised today when I read another article, I don't know, CNN or APP, somebody, where they talked about the White House now is taking some legal action because that Omarosa may have violated some secrecy agreement she had. And I don't even know the details, but I'm sure she did. You don't work in the White House without signing lots of agreements, non-disclosure agreements, secrecy agreements, and more. And I'm sure she violated some of those by writing her book. But here's the irony. The more they sue her, the more they talk about litigation, the more the mainstream media gives her time, the more books she's going to sell. Now, I, for one, I'm not buying her book because it's a kind of book that people who have a platform like her and get fired can write and make money off of. I still think that Truman was right. If you work in the White House, if you work in public service, you should not be able to write any book or make any money off of your time in service. But not today, not in the digital world, not where you can crank out a book with a ghostwriter in 60 days. And they can sell a million books because there's a million people out there that are Democrats or Republicans, as that may be, that'll buy the book. Just selling the book to the mainstream media probably sells 100,000 copies because they want to quote it. They want to read it. I mean, how many copies do you think the Democrat National Committee buy? 5,000? Then they send it out to people. So she's going to make a fortune. She's going to become a millionaire several times over. She should be thanking Donald Trump. But he didn't have any choice. Kelly didn't have any choice. They'll have to make sure she understands her rights. But she'll get an attorney. And there's another side to every story. There simply isn't a one-sided issue. Every issue has got two sides. And she now has a platform to express her side. For me, grow up. You got fired. Go get another job. But she's making money off of her past job, and she should be thanking Donald Trump. Okay, do some research on this. Google exit interview. Google confidentiality agreements, secrecy agreements. You'll find out that employees, particularly White House employees, have obligations. Actually, I think she should give me part of the money. She should give all the taxpayers part of the money because didn't we pay her while she was in the White House? She was working for us, wasn't she? Wasn't she working on the taxpayers' dollar? If that's the case, she's making money off of taxes that we paid and she got paid. We ought to get a percentage of her book. Or we ought to get the rights to, like, tell her, don't write your book, but you can't stop greed. You can't stop a $1 million deal. No, I don't know if she got a $1 million deal or not, but my guess is she got a $1 million deal, maybe more. And oh, by the way, we haven't even talked about the Obama books that are coming out, where they got, I think, $10 to $15 million each. I don't know who buys these books. I guess the Democrats buy the Democrat books and the Republicans buy the Republican books. And they both only quote the books they buy. But that's the digital age. Everybody that's fired from the White House will write their book, and everybody will make over $1 million on their book. Go figure. So that's all for today on August the 14th, on Tuesday. I'm going to start blogging a little bit, or podcasting a little bit, on personalities. You know, I have this software program called Identimap that I've been promoting. And the more I get into reading about politics, the more I get into personality issues, I begin to see that there's just a lot of personality issues involved. And why wouldn't there be? Let's see. What's the Democrats' logo? A jackass? I mean, who thought of that? A donkey? Hee-haw, hee-haw, I'm a Democrat. Was that the best they could do? What are jackasses known for? I don't know. What are donkeys known for? Pulling loads uphill? And the Republicans? What are they, an elephant? Is that somebody with a poor memory or just a big oaf? I don't know. But one of these days, somebody's going to redesign their logos, and the Democrats won't be jackasses anymore, and the Republicans won't be elephants. They'll be something else. But in the meanwhile, yeah, I'm a Democrat, I'm a donkey. And if I'm a Republican, then I'm an elephant? Strange. Somebody out there probably knows the history. I didn't Google it. I didn't Google, why are Democrats jackasses, or why is that their logo a jackass? But maybe I will sometime when I have time. So I'm signing off for today, Thursday, August 14th, 2018. Had a wonderful week last week in Mexico, where I attended and officiating the wedding of my youngest son, David Sherwood, and his new bride, April Elise Williams, now April Elise Sherwood. But I'm going to be doing some more podcasting because I think I'm getting back into the politics issue again. But I'm also back into personalities and politics and why the mix exists and why the mix creates problems in communications. Trump's personality certainly is unique, as is all of his opponents. So, listen in. I got some really good stuff coming up in the future on personalities and politics. And I'm going to try to talk about things like Omarosa again. But if you've ever been fired, or if you're ever going to be fired, be prepared for that exit interview. Many companies, the exit interview is done by an attorney. Yes, an attorney. To make sure that your legal obligations are well explained, even if they explain it obscurely. Give me an email at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com and tell me what you think. Tell me what subject is bothering you. And I'll see if I have a reading on that subject or an opinion or maybe something that'll be a little bit thought-provoking. Maybe cause you to think a little bit about your position. Maybe you're just not as correct as you think you are if you're a Democrat. All for now, signing off, Bob Sherwood. Have a great day.